Okay.
So let's just begin talking about the definition of Nida min haTorah and Zava min haTorah, and what the differences and similarities between them are. So there are two parshiyos in the end of Parshat Metzorah, Parsha of Nida and the Parsha of Zava. And there are basically three salient features of Nida Zava that are common to both. Number one, the fact that Anida is an avatama. Number two, the fact that Damnida is an avatama. And that's essentially the topic of the Parsha of the end of Mitzorah. The focus there is on the tuma elements of Nida and Zava. So Rambam writes, beginning of Parak Beis, Tumas Mishka v'Moshav, Damnida v'Zava v'Yeledes, Mitame lach v'yavish. So Damnida is an avatama, Nida is an avatama, but our general focus and interest in our lima this year is more on the third aspect, which is the fact that Anida is Asura Labaila. And that's not in Parshas Metzorah, but that's in Parshas Acharemos, Perek Yotfes, Pasuk Yotes, Velisha v'nidas temasa, lo sikra v'galos ervasa. It's in the Parsha of Arayos. We'll talk a little bit later about whether it's classic Erva or not. But there is an Isser Labaila of Anida and of a Zava as well. And again, we'll see that there are many overlaps between Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara and Hilchas Isser Labaila that will affect details in Hilchas Tzamim and other elements of Hilchas Nida we'll talk about this year. But fundamentally, our focus and our interest is more on the Isser Labaila. As far as the Isser Labaila and where that comes from in Tamei HaMitzvos realms, in a sense, Sefer Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Vav, Kvar mardu basharas treifa v'isurei macholos, Yakel Baruch Hu Richek Im Amo Asher Bachar, we call it Dvarim Hamazikim Esagos. So just as we've encountered in other areas of Halacha, Machal Sasuros, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to distance ourselves from harmful materials, Bavur Hayaso Kli Lenefesh Hayadas Yotzra, the Kamochei Minashorash Azeh Hirchikanu Minayaledes and Minamida Vazava Yamim Misbar. So the reason that there's an Isser associated with Yoledes, with Nida, with Zava, is because of a certain harmful effect that having relations with these women could have. Actually, Yinatko miyaso hamosar shebehem shudava ra umachli. Kamashamarnu ki kol mosar mishorish machlahu. So there is an element of davar ra and something that could lead to sickness that's associated with these women. Yalkein amr zekonon levracha shein isha ro adam shelo yirasha veivara kvedim alav. The fact that there are bodily symptoms associated with a woman who experiences dam nida. It ain't safek ki ba'oso hamosar machla lehen lechal akari lehen shum kirva. And that's reflective of the fact that there's a certain medical reality that's associated with the woman who has a re'iyah, a certain form of choli on some level, and that could affect others that have contact with the woman as well. The kosher came, b'tashmish u'takas hakir v'hachamris. The tashmish is the epitome of a physical relationship. The gam of lad and noser, but ocha oso hamoser misgaber leyan mutad lechalim reyim. So that's different chazals that a ben hanida may have certain deficiencies. So there's this choli that's associated with not only a zava but even a nida that somehow impacts on the status and informs why it makes sense that there is an iser labaila for such women. Then he goes on to say, after talking about the Yoledus a little bit, Ubidom Lazah, Ya Indian Gam can be need of his Ava, he anida to Taher Lashivas Yamin, the Fila Shofas Kol Shiva, Ubavash, a tips of his Shri, Mibagyom, Midin Torah. So there's a difference, as we'll see, between the Tara process of a Nida, the Tara process of a Zava. Nida could become Tahora as long as she stops seeing Dam by the end of 7 days, and then she can go straight to the mikvah following that. But Zava, Tzricha Shivanakim, as opposed to a Zava, that requires Shivanakim after she stops seeing Dam. So that's a more rigorous Tara process than for that of a Nida. The fish aziva Torah al rov mosrei ha'isha, because dam ziva is an additional physical excess, which, as we'll see in the Ramban a little bit later, reflects a higher level of chol. The Nida is the norm. Ziva is, as Ramban will tell us, a form of Choli that's not the norm. So that's a more extreme Mosar. And therefore, the Tara process is more rigorous for a Zava than for a Nida. But in terms of the Isser Labayla, the Chinuch frames it in very, in medical terms, if you will, that there's a Dover Ra Umachli, which could have a negative impact on the Boel Nida and on the Vlad as well. Yeah.
It's not metaphysical.
Does not sound metaphysical. Right.
So nowadays.
Oh, we'll get to nowadays. Now we just read the thing. Again, any time a mitzvah's level nowadays doesn't make a difference, because whatever mitzvahs are mitzvahs,
we just say
you can talk, I'm sorry?
We just say it's cold. I mean, if this is only.
Yeah, there's no, the reason is because the Torah says so. We want to talk in the level of Tami and Missos for additional insights. We're going to talk about additional insight, but at the end of the day, we do it, that's what the Torah says. So that's the chinuch in Kuf Samech Vav. The Ramban, the Ramban of the Torah, Parshas Vayetze, Parak Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Hey. On the Derech Nashim of Rachel. Rabban writes, Vanochem Ve'enai, Ki hayu ha-nidos b'mei ha-kanonim u'ruchakos ma'od. In ancient times, nidos were separated from society. Ki kein sh'man ne'olam nidos l'richukan. The lashon of nida, same lashon as nidoy, is setting aside, distancing. Kilo yiskarvu al adam v'lo yidabru bo. That to the extent that they wouldn't come near other people, wouldn't talk to them. Ki yadu akanon bechachmasam shehevla mazik. That even the hevel, the breath of a nida could be mazik. They would isolate themselves. And then the Ramban quotes a Braisa Shel Masechus Nida. If you look in the Rabbi Shevel edition of Ramban, he quotes from Optovitzer, who did the annotated Rabbi Yab, a different work of his, that the authorship and authenticity of this Braisa Masechus Nida is questionable. It doesn't appear in any other classic Chazals and very extreme. But what the Ramban quotes from this Braisa Shel Masechus Nida is Talmud Asir Lishal B'Shlomo Shal Nida. You can ask the Nida how she's doing. Rabbi Nechemia Omer Afilu Hadibur Hayotze Mipia Hutameh. Even, sounds like the breath coming out of the Nida's mouth is Tameh. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Asir L'Adam L'Halech Achar Nida V'Lidros Es Afra Shehutameh Kemeis. Kemeis, Kach Afra Shal Nida Tameh. V'Asir L'Hanos V'Maisi Adah. So the breath is Tomei, the dirt that she steps on is Tomei, and you can't be Nana Mimaisa Yada. So that's what Rachel saying, says Ramban. Derech Nashim Li, Lo Uchal Iskarei De Lecha, So you can't even walk into my tent because you may step on the same dirt. The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva, Rabbi Shevel is inside this also, Chelek Aleph Siman Kaf Gimel Arachayim, Chelek Aleph Siman Kaf Gimel, quotes this Ramban in a related context. There is a comment of the Pri Chadash in Hilchos Berachas Kohanim, Pri Chadash Siman Kuf Kaf Chesiv Katan Lamed, Kuf Kaf Chesiv Katan Lamed. So the din there in Shulchan Aruch is that a person has a stomach ache or intestinal disease, calling me ayim, it shouldn't be no se kapam, shouldn't duchen. And the Bichadish there quotes from the Sefer Mitzvos that where there's a nida, the base the kohen, if there's a nida in the kohen's house, he can't be ola le duchen so long as she's benidusa. And he quotes from the same Bryce of the Masechus Nida, called Kohen Shenoses Kapav the Imo Ishto Bito Nida, Benifnas Hu Beoso Bias Shenida Lisham. Any Kohen Yuduchins whose relative living in his house is a Nida, Harit Filoso Al Yisrael Toiva, the Afu Gorim Lazaro She Aved Min Ha'olam. That's pretty extreme. That any Kohen who has a need in the house can't duchen. And if he does so, tfilasa toiva, and he causes lazaro shi aved min ha'olam. So this Sefer Mitzvos is quoted by the Ravid in his Perusha Maseches Tanit, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The writer there also quotes a hemshech of this right to the Maseches Nida that Shalu Talmidos Rabbi Akiva b'mezachisa lechachma mifoara. Why were you zocha to the chachma that you Rabbi Akiva were zocha in? One of the things that he answers is lo dibarti an isha kishaisa nida. I never spoke to a woman who was a nida. So the writer is bothered ad kedekach. Is the Tmoa. My time a Hanach Tanai the Machmiri Kuli Hai Benida. A Kandalan the Mother was the Akadem Anita. It never says anyone that's an Isra Yichud. So he says, Yesh Lomar to call Elush Amarnu Lo Amru El Labali Nefesh. That whatever is reflected in that Bryce and Mesachus Nida, that's only for Bali Nefesh. That's not normative halacha. That's a Midas Hasidus of Rabbi Akiva. And then he says, "Mia nira dafka ba'osan dvarim gushi yesh filik bimbali nefesh the shar b'nei adam." Aval vaday lisas kapa v'lakohanim l'kuli almasi. So, what Rabbi Kiva said that he never spoke to a nida. Maybe that's a nida chasidus, but not duchening if you have a need in the house. That should be also l'kuli almas as arrived. Because the lashon of Rabbi Yudah and that Bryson of Maseches Nida is called Kohen Shenoses Kapav. But that's not a Midas Chasidus. Called Kohen sounds like any Kohen. Any Kohen should be Nosei Kapav if he has a Nida at home. Says the Ravid, V'yishlomar hatam mishum de l'nida v'zava samach hakasa v'yizartemes b'nei Yisrael v'tamar mishkani. Because there's a certain orientation of richud from a nida in the context of mikdash, they have to be extra careful in things that relate to mikdash. Even though Birkas Kohanim is no Hagas Begulim, but fundamentally it's a Mikdash Shalacha. So you have to be extra careful by anything that's Mikdash related even Berakas Kohanim the Gvulin. And that's the basis of this price of the Mesachas Nida, that a Kohen shouldn't duch him if there's a Nida in the house. And then the Ravid concludes, Mia Tema Lomar, Shafil Bisman Azeh Yendoe Dover Zeh, Dom Rebuda. It's hard to imagine that this Kumra, even for Kohanim and Duchening, would apply Bisman Azeh. Dilma B'mikdash Kamar, B'nei Shemaskir Hashem Kol Chasam. Maybe it only applies to Duchening Beis HaMikdash, where you recite the Shema Mefurash, the Tzarek Prishas Tara B'yoseh. But maybe it doesn't apply Bisman Azeh at all. That's the Ravid's analysis of this Brisa de Maseches Nida. So the Tshuvas Klos and Sofer Chelik Aleph Arachayim Simin Kaf Gimel. He quotes this Ravid, and he says that Lulei Divrei Ravid, he would have explained this Brisa de Maseches Nida in the Chumra of the Sefer Mixos differently, based on the Ramban Al HaTorah. He says that, as he saw in the Ramban, the Yamim Kanonim, people were extra careful about Richos Min Anida. They wouldn't step on the same ground. They were Nizar Mehevel Dibura. And that was based on their understanding of science, medicine, that there is a certain danger posed by Anida. But Bismanenu, go back to Gabe's question. Is Manenu, where no one's nizer about these things at all, independent of with or without halacha, no one in the world, Ramban seems to be reflecting a societal reality in the time of the Avos beyond the day Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. But nowadays, no one has such a notion. Or in Ishtanu Atfayim, or Doshubei Rabim Shomer Psalm Hashem, whatever the reason is, no one is concerned about Hevel Pia Anida. No one's concerned about Afar Tachas Ragli Anida. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to be makrit to this level reflected in the Brisa of the Maseches Nida. And the Chasam Sofer says, Hamachmir Eino Ella Min Hamasmir. That doesn't make sense. And if anyone would be makrit Akedei Kach, that should be ridiculed and not accepted. And that extreme, and the fact that we don't go to that extreme, is already reflected in the Rambam in Moreh, Chel Gimel Simen Mem Zayin. He references certain tribes or peoples in eastern lands where in his day, it sounds like they still would isolate Anida, who would be isolated in her own house, and they would burn the ground that Anida walked in on, and whoever would associate with Anida would become Tamei. And the Rambam writes, translation obviously, Re'ei kama bein zeh ubein amarenu kol malachav she'isha osa labayla Anida osa labayla. So how different is that approach of these Eastern tribes to the Jewish approach reflected in Mishnah Tzubis, that there are certain archakos, but nevertheless, kol malachav she'isha osa labayla Anida osa labayla. Those archakos are somewhat restricted. V'lo ya'aser mimenu rabbi lasa kol yimei tamasa. All that's really usher is via in Ishtanida. And there are other harchakos, which are harchakos to avoid the Isser via. But we don't go akadekach of these other tribes that had the notion that sounds more like what's reflected in the Ramban's analysis of the period of the Avos. And the Or Zeor writes as well, Simin Shin Samech. Cost of the Piskei Nida, Kalim Shenida Nogas Behem Bismanazet Tahorim, Eitzel Baila. Sherei b'nei Adam is manazem mitamin b'kivro suba ola meis suba meis lo yitaru la olam ad she yizuku aleinu mayim tohorin l'tarei. Hakelim shanida nogas behem mutarim liga behem ulish tamishba. So in principle, to the extent that we're not generally makbid on taros nowadays, aside from tumas and meis, which there's no solution to anyway, in principle, kelim shanida nogas behem should have no restriction. Aval anu machnirin alef menu. Nevertheless, we are machmir for certain things, and these are the harchokos that we'll talk about when we get to Sivan Kuf Sadi Hay. So to the extent that there are harchokos that are in play between the husband and ishtanida, that's in the realm of harchoka, but that's not a tumah halach. So strictly speaking, there are no vestiges of an ishtar tumah of anything that anida touches bizman hazeh. So again, the sefer hachinuch began by saying some of the Isurei Nida or the Issur Labayla is reflective of a medical reality. The extreme of that is what the Ramban characterizes as the normal approach or the common approach in the time of the Avos to be Marka Kanida, which may be reflected in this extreme Bryson of the Sethas Nida, the extreme of which is not accepted by Halacha. But then the Ramban has another comment in Parsha Zachremas, and that Pasuk, Elisha ben Idas Tumasav, Perak Yufas, Pasuk Yates. The Ramban writes, Lo Yitira Torah Mishkav Rach Lukim Azera, that fundamentally, the heter of Tashmish is for the purpose of Kuruvu. Binei Havlan Notsar Midama Isha Kulo Rubo Kashiris Kartifar Umidama Nidus Loya Notsar Klau Vef Yasim and Havlan. So during the period of Nidus, a woman cannot conceive. Right, ovulation that never coincides with the period of Nidus. Behusama Mavis Yamis Kobal Chayim Sheyisho So O Yochlen. Bine Vios Berechem Dam Nida Harbe Lotis Aver Mimenu Kilo Yutzar Klau. Vyavim Tis Aver Midam Acher Vyan Nizo Mizeh Hu Yamiten. Paraskira Rofimo Shim Yan Nizo Midam Meshubach Kol. The zone of Idam Tov, Elish and Ishtaka, Besoch and Idam and Nidus, Yachmitz, Oso, Violi, Bavlach, Tina, Babuos, Lit, Mine. So, number one, a woman can conceive when she's seeing Dam Nida. And number two, even if she could, there'd be some situation that Dam Nida is potentially harmful for a Vlad. And then the Ramban goes on to say that the Tara process is necessary even once she's not seeing Dam anymore, but you have to go through the Tara process of Anida or Azava, and only once that Tara process is completed, so then the woman is considered Nikia Lagamri and cleared to go. The Chinuch that we started with also references the Gemara Anida Lamed Aleph from the Beis. It's another level to understand the Isser Nida Labaila. That's what the Gemara has toward the end of the third parak, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Tanya, Remeir Omer, 5-6 lines down. Just another public service announcement. It would be helpful if everyone in general comes to Shir with a Gemara Nida and with a Shulchan Aruch. Because if you have it on your screen, it's easily accessible, and that works for you fine. But it's helpful to just be able to open the minimally a Gemara and a Shulchan Aruch. We don't need it so much today, but in general, it will be helpful to have it in front of you. So the Braisa has, Hayir Meir Omer, Neima Omer Tara Nida L'Shiva, Neisha Ragil Ba V'Katzba. Amr Torah Tumeya Shiva Yamim Kadeshi Chaviva Al Baila Kishas Knisasa Luchop. Absence makes a heart grow fonder. If everyone is Mitsuyan El in the Shem Kitana Golim and there's no pause, so then that is potentially destructive to our relationship. So the Torah imposes certain periods of Isla Baila in order Shite Chaviva Al Baila. That's another a level or layer of potential Tamei Mitzvahs for the Isser Nida or Zava Levila. Okay, so with that Hapdama, let's look at the Psukim in the end of Parashas Mitzara. Tes Vav Yutes. V'ishaki siyez Zava. Dam yezova dipsara, shivas yamim tiyevin nidasa, b'chol nogeya ba yitmarar. So this is the parsha of Nida, not the parsha of Zava. Zava here means flowing, that if a woman has flowing dam, shivas yamim tiyevin nidasa, that she will be in her state of Nidas for 7 days. B'chol nogeya ba yitma ad ha'arif. So this seven-day period exists irrespective of whether she sees Dam for 1 day or Dam for 7 days. As long as she stops seeing Dam by the end of the 7 days of Nidus, then she can go to the mikvah the night following day seven of Nidus. So however many days she sees Dam doesn't make a difference. As long as she stops seeing Dam by the end of day seven, she can go to the mikvah Motzai day seven. That feel has to be a night. That's the Gemara on Samet Zion on the base. Towards the top, Amar Rav, that 7-8 lines down, Nida bismana eno tovelos ala balayla. Rashi bismana bishvi'i, but Nida daraisa kamayri shalo suffer zaynikim. So we're talking zaynikim and atar is only relevant for Zav and not for Nida. So Nida bismana at day 7 is tovelos balayla. The tzeva tiyad b'nida sa. That she has to be in her state of Nidus for 7 days. Once the 7 days are over and she no longer sees Dam, so then she goes to the mikvah, Motzai, day seven at night. Now, Tfilas Nida is not Mefurash in Sukkot. Right? If you read the Hemshel Parsha, it doesn't say anywhere explicitly that Anita needs to go to the mikvah at the end of her 7 days. And if you look in Tosas, Yivamos, Nemzayim of days, between Tosas there and the Tosas Yisharim on the side, there are no fewer than 5 opinions in the Bali Tosos as to what the source is for Tefillah of Anita. So there's no question that Anita doesn't require, there's no question that Anita requires Tefillah, but it's curiosity that it's not Mefurish Bakra. And the Rishonim need to figure out how we know that. Okay, be that as it may, Anita sees Dam any amount of time through 7 days. As long as the Dam stops for the end of 7 days, she goes to the mikvah that following night. then the Torah follows the parsha of Nida with the parsha of Zava. Beginning pasuk kafei, the isha ki azuv zov dama yamim rabim v'lo es nidasa ochis azuv al nidasa kol yamei zov kemasa kinei nidasa tiyah tmeyahi. So if a woman has blood flowing for yamim rabim, the Tanchuma comments, what's yamim rabim? You're talking about 3 days. Zav gadol is 3 days. So the Tanchuma says it's yamim rabim for the husband or the wife. Meaning she has to be pareshes mibayla. So any time that she's pareshes mibayla feels like a long time. Those are yamim shaltsar. And that's why the Torah refers to it as yamim rabim. So if she has a flow of blood below esnidasa, that's what we call a hazava. And that's what the Ramban explains in the end of here in the Pesukim, that the flow of dam for hazava is something that is not natural. It's a kind of machla. Just like a zav who sees zera multiple days, that's not a normal, healthy situation. So Zava also is seeing dam at an abnormal time, a time not expected, in an unhealthy situation that's reflective of a certain illness. So the din of a Zava is that if she sees dam 1 day or 2 days, then she's shameres yom keneged yom, which means that if she sees dam on 1 day, then she's bodekas to make sure that she's clean on the next day. And then she could be tovel following that. That's a zava ketana. The din of zava gedola is that we require shiva nekiyah. Then tara mizava, the safra la shivas yamim v'yachar titar. But then there's a requirement of shiva nekiyah. And if she sees dam for 3 consecutive days, then she needs to count shiva nekiyah after she stops seeing dam. And then once she stops seeing dam, she counts shiva nekiyah, min haTorah, she then could be tovelis on day 7. And on day 8, she brings korbanos. So the yom hashmini, and the Rabban explains that the reason for korbanos for Zava is hine hu choli kizov ha'ish v'hisrach osa korban v'hisrach osa kedin azav. So just like the Rabban explains, the reason Azav brings korbanos is because he was sick and now he's healed. He brings korbanos to reflect on that healing. The same thing is true for Azava. Azava saw dam shelo be'ace, lo ace nidasa, a kind of choli, a kind of machla. There's a tara process which reflects a healing. And then the korban is the climax of that refuah process. So again, Vim Tara Mizova, the Safala Shivas Yamim Bakar Titar. So Mina Torah, she can bring, she could be Tovelas on day 7, as opposed to a Nida, where the Tefillah is Motzai day 7. When it comes to a Zava Gedola, Mina Torah, she could be Tovelas on day 7. That's the din of Nixas Hayom Kikulo. Right, that's the Rosh Hashanah quotes from the Rav, printed in Bikvei Etzon, Simin Yud Zayin. That Mixas Yom Kikulo is invoked wherever you have a melos, wherever you have a counting that's imposed on a calendar. So the way Rosh Hashanah quotes that is if you have Zava, the Yimei Ziva, or the Shiva Nekiyah of a Zava, that's something that's imposed on the calendar. A Delus is imposed on the calendar. Hezger Mitzora is imposed on the calendar. As opposed to Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is already on the calendar before we got there. So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel's kasha, or the question that he raises in the Golioni Hashas, the beginning of Nazir. Why did you say Mixas Yom Kikulo for Shabbos and Yantiv, which that seems like the interesting question. Why do you say Mr. Yom Kippur on Shabbos or Yantiv? So Yosef Engel says, you don't say mitzvah Yom Kippur on something that is positive. You only say mitzvah Yom Kippur on Yanni Tumba and Yanni Avelis. So Mitzvah, we say mitzvah Yom Kippur. Mitzvah, we say mitzvah Yom Kippur. Avelis, we say mitzvah Yom Kippur. But Shabbos Yantiv, we enjoy it. So that's not negative. That's not Tumba. That's not Avelis. There's no mitzvah Yom Kippur. The problem with that is, what about Nazir? At least the man de Omar, that in Nazir has certain element of Kedusha. So then, if a Nazir is not considered to be a Kote, so then Nazir also, why do we say Mitzvah Sayom Kukula? That's something positive. So the Rav's answer is no, but the name Nazir is also, that's imposed on the calendar. So the Torah processor. So anything that's imposed on the calendar, that's what the Rav called the Malos, would be subject to Nitzas Hayom Kukulo, and that's why in the Torah there's Nitzas Hayom Kukulo for Azava, and we'll discuss Bem Sheikh, why Lemaisa Midarbanan, that is no longer the case.
Okay. How come we don't say by Nida?
How come we don't say by Nida? Right.
So that there's a gossip.
Right. Okay. So just to summarize, so the differences between a Zava, Gedola, and a Nida Minotara is that a Nida, whenever she sees down through the 7 days of Nidas, as long as she stops at the end of day seven, she can continue with the Tara process and go to the mikvah right away afterwards, as opposed to a Zava Gedola that requires Shiva Nekiyim. There's no din of Shiva Nekiyim for Anida. Anida can see Dan day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. As long as she's clean by the end of day 7, she go to the mikvah that night. Now, Kamina number 2 is that when it comes to a Zava, we say Nitzvah Yom Kukulo, and a woman can be Tavelis on day 7 of her Shiva Nekiyim, as opposed to Anida, where there's no Nitzvah Yom Kukulo, and she can only go to the mikvah on the night after her Yumei Nida are over. And the Zava brings a korban, and Nida does not bring a korban. There's a Shita Sagaonim that Rashi references on that Samat Zayin Amin Aleph. Rashi Sam of Zion of an Aleph, Gibra Maskil Nikvos. The end of the Gibra Maskil. Rashi writes, Yesh Mefarshim Divinan Mayim Chayim Luzava. There's an opinion out there that a Zava needs to be Tavelas in a Mayan, in Mayim Chayim, and not in a mikvah. So the tzukin by Zav beginning of Perek Tesvav. So a zav requires mayim time, requires a mayim. And the mikvah is ashpor, and the mikvah is stagnant water, mayim is flowing water. So the Torah says a tefillah zav has to be the mayim. When it comes to a zava, all the Torah says is the achar tetar. There's no reference to the mechanism of that Tara. So Rashi here quotes a Shita, which is the Shita Sagaonim, that just like a Zav requires Mayim Chayim, requires a Mayim, so too does a Zav. Rashi rejects it. La Milsehi, Titania Bitosefta, Chomer Bizavi Bizava, Shazav Ton Mayim Chayim, and Fer Shitosefta. That's not true. That only a Zav requires Mayim Chayim, and not a Zava. However, there is a Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Pezayim Mid Aleph, Dibra Maskel Hilchos. Rashi there writes, Hey Zion of an elephant Sanhedrin. V'im rasa shlosha yamim ritzufim havya ziva l'korban u'letvilas mayim chayim. That if a woman sees Zion for three consecutive days, she is considered to be a zava, nafkamina for korban, nafkamina for tvila, then mayim chayim. So there Rashi says, a zava requires a mayim. Look in the Rashash suggests that that's a faulty Gerson Rashi, and instead of the Tfilas Mayim Chayim, it should really say the Sviras Zayim Nekiyim. That's a big Gerson change. There's no resemblance between any of those three words and the three words we have. But as the Magal Siyam points out over there, there are various Chubas Gaonim that do say this. That there is such a shita in Gaonim, and the Sefer Pardes, which is Vilchos Rashi, has this, that requires Mayim Chayim. And the Rabban already writes in the other Mitzora that in principle, we might have assumed that. The Rabban writes, Al Derech HaPshat, especially according to the Rabban, that equates Zava to Zav in the, to the extent that they're both they're both medically abnormal situations. Rabban writes, "Al derech hapshat shetiyat tzricha rechitza b'mayim chayim kazav." That in principle we should have required a mayim for a zava, just as we require a mayim for a zav. Aval Rabbi Seinu hikilu b'taras azava shetitaher kederach shara nitarim mitum asam b'nei mikva. However, Chazal were makel not to require Mayim Chayim. Batam lehem, the nation lo yatsarach lahaskir klal v'yachar titar. The pasuk we just read, v'yachar titar, why do you need those words at all? Ella what? I must be coming to tell you that there's a contrast between the tara of a zava and the tara of a zav. A zav requires Mayim Chayim, a zava does not. A zava can go to regular mikvah. Rabbi Shevel there quotes from the Chuvas Sholem Eshev, and the Pardes Yosef has this, that is there a bond of a drasha here, Bechar Tatar? We already have other drashas from Bechar Tatar, so that is noteworthy. But the other man, Rabban says, Pshuto Shemikra, if you just read the Pesukim straight, you would have gotten the impression that Azav requires Mayim Chayim also. But we have this pseudo drasha from Bachar Tatar to tell you that's not the case. There is a comment of the Radak in the end of Sakharya, Perek Gimel Halacha Pasuk Aleph, Gimel Aleph Sakharya. The pasuk says, "Vayomer hu yiyem mekor niftach l'beis David." So the Radak writes, "Asilavo v'az yetsu mayim chayim ba'ir." So there'll be a stream of water coming out of Yerushalayim. The law you start who lost a schutz la'ir l'nechatas shetzarach shiyu chayim m'mash akasim. And people want us to leave the city limits of Yerushalayim to find mayim chayim for paraduma. L'chein l'nida shihin zava shetzmicha mayim chayim. And also you want us to leave the city to find mayim chayim for a zava. So the Radak as well has this shita, or at least reflects the shita, that a zava requires mayim chayim. The Netziv has the following suggestion. The Netziv is the Merome Sadeh here in Daf Samach Zayin, but it's also a Tshuvas HaNetziv that is printed in a work called Roe Yeshurun. Roe Yeshurun was a collection of Hespedim for four Gedolim that passed away within a relative short time of each other. The four figures were the Nativ, the Beis HaLevi, the Bishul HaKutner, and Moses Montefiore. There's a collection of Hespedim for which one of these doesn't belong, for these four individuals. So the Nativ has a tshuva printed there in this Roe Yeshurin, which also he has in his Perish on the Masafta here in the Merame Sadeh. He suggests that to the extent that there is such a shita that you require Mayim Chayim for Zava, it doesn't mean Mayim Chayim per se. It doesn't mean Mayim is supposed to mikvah. It means that it has to be cold water that wasn't heated up Al Yidei Adam. Because if it was heated up Al Yidei Adam, there's a Shinui Maisa, and that would passel, just as we have such a lacha in Parakhas Para when it comes to Mechatas, the Mechatas Shinishtanu Bidei Adam or passel. So here too, the concern isn't that you need Mayim Chayim per se, but it can't be Nishtana Al Yidei Adam. And he says the reason that you would entertain such a distinction between Zava and Nida is that Nida, as you pointed out, there's no explicit mention of Tefillah anywhere. So Nechatesi, that a Nida should require Tefillah b'mayim. But a Zava does mention Tara, Bachar Tatar. So then that may be piggybacking off the Zav, even though the details he thinks might be different. And you may not require Mayim Chayim per se, just not Mayim that are in Ishtana Ayidei Adam. In the Sefer Manig, some type Simon Kuf Yotes, he records this Shita Saga'onim. And he says that there were communities in Spain that were machmir to require a Mayim for Tfilas. Again, as we'll see next time, we're machmir that everybody has the Chumras of Zava. So if you require Mayim Chayim for Zava, that means for all intents and purposes, we'd require Mayim Chayim for anyone that we colloquially refer to as a Nida. So the Sefer Manig references other communities in Spain that had such a chumra to require Tfila the Mayim Chayim for our colloquial Nidas. And he says that's a chumra Atzili Deikula, because people who insisted on a Mayim, if they didn't have a Mayim, would end up going into rivers, and it was too cold, and then they wouldn't go at all. So requiring, making it more difficult to find a proper body for tefillah is a chumra ha'asi lidei kula. The Bach quotes such a minhag as well in Siman Reish Aleph, Sifkat and Beis, but he says that l'halacha, we're not koshish for this, we're not koshish for the shitas hagon. So there are some mikvahs in the world that have the hidurim of a mayim as well, but in principle, we're not choshesh for the shitas hagon, and we don't require a mayim for tefilas nida. Okay. We had briefly referenced earlier the discussion as to where the iser nida labayla falls in terms of arayus in general. The way that Harona presented, is the Isser Nida a generic erva, or is it an Isser that is Noveya from the Tumah, but doesn't fall within classic arayas? So Napkamina for Yehar Gval Yavor, if it's a classic erva, so then it falls into the Yehar Gval Yavors. If it's just a Tumah-related halacha, or an extension of Tumah, then not necessarily. Nafkamina for Davar Sheba Erev Apachas Mishtayim. If it's classic Arayas, then the standards of Eidos are different than if it's just Isser Noveya from a Tumah. So this is discussed most famously by Yosef Engel, Asim Deraisa, Simen Kaf Aleph. He points out, learning Nida now, so the fact that Tosos and Daf Beis learns out Eid Achanem of Yisurin from the Safra of Nida sounds very much like Nida is not considered to be a classic Erva. If it was a classic Erva, then how could that be a source for Eid Achanem of Yisurin you should say Ein Davar Sheva Erva Tachos Mishnayim. Then he also points out in that piece, Rashi and Gittin on Daf Vav and Beis, the Gemara there has Kol Amatil Ema Yisera B'Sof Beiso Sofo Lovely Degim Laveras. If you run your house with an iron fist, then your B'nai Bayis are going to end up violating Gimel Averos. And Rashi there writes, one of the applications is that the woman of the house is going to be afraid to say, Lo Tavalti. So if we're calling that one of the Gimel Averos Chamuros, we're calling that Gilei Arayos, it sounds like Anita is considered to be an Erva. Tosa Rosh in the beginning of Amos and first that it's not an Erva. Sefer Yashar Tshuva Simen Pei. So that's a discussion in Asma Daraisa, and there are Rayas Lakan Lakan among the Rishon. And then finally for today, the Gemara on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis introduces us to, that was on Erechim Chas also, introduces us to the Yud Aleph Yom Bein Nida Lenida. So Yud Aleph Yom Bein Nida Lenida is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. And if a woman sees them during the Yud Aleph Yom should they Nida Lenida, that's going to be Dam Ziva. So what are these Yud Aleph Yom Bein Nida Lenida? The way Rashi understands in Rov Rishonim is that whenever a woman starts seeing Dam Nidas, then you start the clock for 7 days. And then after those 7 days are done, you have another clock for 11 days. And any dam that she sees during the next 11-day window is going to be Dam Ziva. If she doesn't see dam during that 11-day window, then after those 11 days are over, any dam that she sees subsequently will be considered to be Dam Nida. So you have a woman sees Dam Nida. For the next 7 days, any dam that she sees is an extension of that Dam Nida. Any dam for the following 11 days is Dam Ziva. And then after those 11 days are over, whether she sees Dam 2 days later or 10 days later or 20 days later, that Dam is going to be Dam Nida. That's natural Dam, not the abnormal Dam Ziva. And the famous sheet, that's a Rambam, Perek Vav, Yisui Bia Halach Abav, Perek Vav Halach Abav, Kol Yimei HaIsha, Miyom Sheyikba LaVest, Ad Shetamus, O Ad Sheyakir HaVest, Liyom acher, tiskor laolam shiva bitkilas yom haves, yachrein achadasar, yachrein shiva, yachrein achadasar. According to the Rambam, it's always a cycle between 7 days and 11 days. The first time a woman ever sees dam, you start counting 7 days, that's going to be dam ziva. If she sees dam the next 11 days, that's good. Sorry, the first 7 days is dam nida. If she sees Dam the next 11 days, that's going to be Dam Ziva. Whether or not she sees Dam, you start the clock again for another 7 days. And even if she doesn't see Dam during those second 7 days, after the 7 days, you start another 11-day clock. And Dam during that period of time would be Dam Ziva. So unless that cycle is broken by a Leda, so then you continue for your whole life with a cycle of 7-11, 7-11. So you can take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan and his attempted analysis of Shitas HaRambam. We're not going to spend time on that, definitely not now. But be aware that there is such a Shitas HaRambam. We try to figure out a pshat. But Lemaisa, we assume like Rashi and Rav Yishonim that the 11 days are only relevant on the heels of the initial 7 days. If she doesn't see Dam during those 11 days, then the next time she sees Dam, whatever that may be, is going to be Dam Niva. Okay, so we'll stop here for today. And Mirza Shem, on Wednesday, we'll talk about the sugya of Takanos Rebbe and Chumra Ben Osisel of Reb Zeira. And then after that, we'll move on with Hashem next week to the Sugyas of Hargasha and then of Summit. So if you finish the Marmakamas, let me know and I can send you the next sheet. But you can go on if once you finish the next set of Marmakamas to the and you finish Kuf Pei Gimel, the beginning of Kuf Tzadi, and the Sugyas in the beginning of the eighth Perek from Daphne Zion Rebbeis, Aroa Kesem, basically from Mishnah to Mishnah. Okay. Do you guys prefer this room to 303? Okay.